of an Alexis, January 2022. Preface to the revised edition of Spirit Lady, The Gift of Robin's Song. Greetings! I am Robin's mother. I'm deceased now. I have the luxury of having a daughter who is a medium, so I have asked her to channel this message so I may personally introduce you to her. As you will soon read in this book, for decades of her life, I certainly didn't believe Robin's abilities were authentic. For many reasons, I was quite short-tempered with Robin, just when she needed me the most. But that is her story to tell. At the end of this book, Robin mentions that before I died, I gave her a piece of paper with writing on it and asked her to finish her book with my words. Those words were my repentance. Robin has kindly included my writing at the end of her story. As you undoubtedly know, when we become parents, many of us have no idea what we are doing. Especially in my day, most parents did not have the luxury of understanding conscious parenting. Babies seem to kind of show up out of nowhere, like some kind of fairy dust, sometimes when you least expected or wanted them. Such was the case with Robin. Robin's children grew up knowing their conception was cherished and that they were uniquely loved. It didn't take a psychic to know that wasn't the way it was for Robin. It wasn't that my husband and I didn't want more children. It was just wretched timing for a third child, as you will soon read. I resented Robin. I loved her, but it was an energetic and financial burden for her father and me. The extended family, who would often help us out of a pinch, weren't thrilled with the news that a third child was on the way, and we just never shook it off. It really soured our relationship with Robin, and unfortunately, it nearly tore our family apart. Throw into the mix that Robin was peculiar, and her father and I simply didn't know what to make of her. We really thought, to put it bluntly, that she had a screw loose. Little did we know that our daughter was a gift from God, with God-given gifts. Thankfully, we did eventually come to realize just how unique Robin is. It took me actually dying before my husband and I experienced the reality that bodies die, but souls do not. And that as husband and wife, we could still communicate on a soul level. Not everyone can accept the process of grief and move through that sense of loss and experience a way to connect life after death. Through Robin's gifts and our awakening to them within ourselves, we feel that our family can share our trials and tribulations and miscommunications around an experience that all humans will have, death. How do we want to perceive it? Robin uses her gifts to teach us all how to love and to trust our own knowing. To get to this point, though, Robin first had to learn these things for herself. That learning process was painful and often dangerous for her. I am so grateful she survived and learned to use her gifts to help others. You are about to read her gutsy memoir. Let this preface be your tease, dear reader. Enjoy this book, Spirit Lady, The Gift of Robin's Song. I also invite you to look forward to the release of Robin's third book, Love Letters from Heaven, Three Peas in a Pod. Love Letters is the story of a phone call between Robin and her father, summarizing what she channeled from me during my death process when I was in a comatose state, and after I ascended into heaven. From my new post-body perspective, I could see that it was very hard for Robin as a medium to grieve the loss of her mother while also maintaining her role as a grieving daughter, sister, wife, mother, and grandmother. But she did it. She found a way to connect with me, and I asked her to transcribe love letters from me to my husband and to share those letters with you. The result is Love Letters from Heaven. It is really cool having a daughter who is a medium. I am proud of my daughter.